This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a new home? Surprisingly, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Deb Deschamps, with Deschamps Realty Team. How are you doing today, Deb?
Terrific. How about you, Liz?
Great. Thank you. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. So please tell us your business.
I am a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services based out of Wilbraham. So I help people buy homes and I help people sell homes. I have an office in Wilbraham, like I said, as well as one in Ware. And I spread out pretty wide. I can go into the Brookfields all the way to Longmeadow. So I cover a lot of territory.
How did you get into the business?
To tell you the truth, I kind of stumbled into it. I had been working as a child care. So I was working for first step daycare for literally exactly 365 days. I always thought that that would be cool. Prior to that, I had a cleaning service. When my kids were little, I thought, well, this will be something that I can do. It'll be casual, it'll be easy. I can make my own schedule. And we know when things go well, how that works. So the next thing I knew, I had six girls working for me. And I had 104 clients from Ludlow to Worcester. So it got bigger faster than was good for me, actually. And I started to think I'd like to do something a little different. So that was when I went to work at the daycare center in the infant toddler room. And I had, a dozen cases of pink eye. And I was, had a lot of, child transmitted things that's what happens when you work with little ones. And so at the 365th day, I said, okay, I think it's time for a new chapter. And that was when I kind of thought about it and realized that I love houses and I love people. And so I'm going to get into real estate. And I have not looked back. That was 23 years ago.
Wow. What are the myths and misconceptions of the realty business?
I believe that people have a misconception as to all of the kind of stuff and the details that the realtor takes charge of between that point where they say, can you please list my house? And that time when they're, signing a contract. Listing, especially these days, there was a time they said, it's the three P's that's all that you have to pay attention to. That's, put a sign in the yard and put an ad in the paper and pray. Those were the three P's. And now, of course, with technology being what it is, it's just, it's the list is as long as your arm and, lots of things that must be done if you're going to do it, to list a home properly and give it the proper exposure. Technology and the World Wide Web has done a remarkable job with, making the world a smaller place so that if I want to market a listing, of mine to someone in Boston or New York, if that's appropriate for that particular home, then I know just how to do it. And it can be expensive. And I think that might be another misconception that people have about it is the costs, the dedication and the commitment that go into working properly for a client.
What do you do for fun?
I do lots of stuff for fun. So I'm actually a singer in a band. It's the Deb Deschamps Band, which is kind of a problem, actually, because when people Google me for real estate, the band tends to come up. And the band would be, Deb Deschamps, but my real estate web presence would be Deborah or, Deschamps Realty Team. But the singing thing comes up and I think that might be distracting for people. So if you're Googling me, make sure you put in my full name or Deschamps Realty Team. I love running. I love spending time with my husband. I love hiking with my dog. I just, there's plenty of things I wish I had more time to do.
Let's change gears. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
There's actually been quite a few of those. So I told you that I've been in the business for 23 years. And when I was a brand new realtor, I was also a brand new single parent. And so I scraped every penny that I had together, and I bought a decrepit little house in Ware that was a two-family, and my girls and I moved into that. But when you're a new real estate agent, it really kind of takes some time to get momentum. And people will say it takes 3 to 5 years, you know, in order for you to really begin having, you know, a paycheck that you can sort of count on. We all work on commission, so, you know, there's nothing guaranteed ever. But when you have to do what you have to do, it really changes things. So I had no choice but to do all the stuff like the cold calling and the door knocking. And I mean, I just had to, or I wouldn't be able to pay the bills and take care of my kids and get the house into a more livable condition. So I'm really, really proud. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I went to work at the Wilbraham Post Office. And then after that, I'd race back and I would work at the Ware Senior Center from 9 to 12 doing whatever they asked me to do, you know, cook, bottle wash, you know, receptionist, whatever it was. And I really loved it. And by doing that, I met a lot of people in Ware because I think I said, you know, I was brand new to town at that time. So it was important that I did that. And then at, you know, at 12 o'clock, I would literally, it was about a 5 minute walk. So I would jog back to my office and start making those phone calls and start doing the prospecting that needed to be done in order to pay the bills. Now, after all these years and tons of really happy clients, basically I, you know, the referrals take care of me now, which I'm very proud to say that.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about Deschamps Realty Company?
I think I would love it if they could see all the testimonials that I have. I think I would love it if they knew that almost without exception, in fact, maybe without exception, every one of the clients that I've ever worked with have become great friends. I think I would love them to know about how dedicated I am to the success of the people that I'm working for. And maybe, you know, how, not just how hard I work, but how much I love what I do. I think those would be the things I would like people to know about.
How can our listeners learn more about Deschamps Realty Team?
Well, that's easy, actually. So you can go to, you would think you would go to DeschampsRealtyTeam.com, but no, you'll go to DeborahSellsHouses.com. That's my website. So there's a blog there, and there are some of those testimonials are there. You can get a free home valuation, you know, click on a link and get a range for what your home might be worth. So it would be Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, SellsHouses.com. And that will take you to my website, or anyone can feel free to give me a call. I love talking about real estate. So my number is 413-530-8356. Or pop by my office in Wilbraham or Ware anytime. Would always love to see you.
Well, Deb, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
It's been a pleasure, Liz. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.